intense draw.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings that you bestowed on our community, and we pray for your guidance, that our decisions will be for the good of our community. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Number one on the agenda is approval of the agenda.
So moved.
We have a motion and a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Councilman Estrada is joining us by phone. Number two, personnel report, Mr. Hernandez.
Yes, Mayor, members of the council, we thought we would try to sneak a position in since it's going to be 3 weeks till our next council meeting. Staff has identified a building inspector that currently works up in Ruidoso that is a CBO and has, I believe, is double certified, but will get his plumbing certification within the next month. So that would give us three CBOs and multiple levels of certification in plumbing, mechanical, electrical, building, everything. So it just makes our staff even stronger for the future. That's the only position on this report.
Comments or questions from the council?
Move for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
It's no vote. Is it? Oh, yes, it is. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You okay?
Yes. I'm sorry.
Did you get to say it?
I can't.
Jason.
All right. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Number three, consider approval of Memorandum of Understanding with Eddy County and City of Artesia regarding partnership for a public and government affairs service position. And I have a brief statement I'd like to read. There were several bills introduced during last year's state legislative session, which if they had passed would have done severe damage to our local economy and to the economy of the entire state. We have a strong partnership with Eddy County and Artesia, and together we have concluded that it is in the best interest of our citizens to maintain an ongoing presence in Santa Fe. Council's approval at today's special meeting would establish a memorandum of understanding with Eddy County and the City of Artesia to begin moving forward with creating a public and government affairs service position focused in Santa Fe. A special meeting was called because we were not able to have all the information in time for Tuesday's council meeting, but there was a time constraint. This position would work closely with our local legislators who do an exceptional job representing our community. This will certainly not eliminate the need for local elected officials and community members to also spend time directly in Santa Fe, but it will help us guarantee that our time there is spent effectively. Not calling Mr. Hernandez for.
Yes, Mayor, members of the council. The county approached the city about this idea or concept of a united front, a united voice to represent the southeast section of New Mexico, with being Carlsbad, Artesia, and Eddy County. This MOU that we're bringing before you for approval would begin November 1st of 19 and end June 30th of 2020. This would go to cities each year for extension during before the physical year starts. So this would be a yearly MOU extension. The percentages this year through June 30th would be Carlsbad. Well, every year would be 37.5% for Carlsbad, 12.5% for Artesia, and Eddy County 50%. The funding this year would be prorated, and it would be $37,500. We actually budgeted, I believe it was $50,000 for a lobbyist in this current budget year. At this point in time, I'd like to ask Mr. Al Davis, County Manager, to just give a little brief explanation of the MOU and then maybe field any questions that the council may have.
Welcome, Mr. Davis.
Thank you, Mayor Janeway, and thank you, Mr. Hernandez and council members. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you a little bit. This concept was initiated a couple of months ago at a commission discussion about the things that the mayor mentioned and the about presence and visibility, common voice, and a consistent message from the communities within Eddy County, and they tasked me to develop this memorandum of understanding between the principal entities in the agreement, City of Artesia, City of Carlsbad, and the county. And the feeling was that by having a local individual, a job position, that could be under the influence and control of the three communities, that we could have more direct bearing on issues and challenges that face all of the communities here within the county. And getting the opportunity to have a proportionate distribution of the cost seemed to be a more cost-effective manner in doing that and having a full-time individual. In conversation with the City of Artesia and with members of the City Council and members of the County Commission, one of the questions that came up was, well, do we have direct access? Do we have direct influence? Is the ability to access directly proportional to the cost? And the answer to that is no, right? There aren't like six votes based on the distribution, right? City of Artesia gets one vote, Carlsbad gets two, and the county gets three. That's not the intent. The intent is really to have input from all of the entities, develop a common message about what's going on in our communities, the challenges that we face, and be able to educate those legislators who work in Santa Fe, the other agencies and organizations that influence the legislators, as well as within our own communities. So there are two approaches you could take. You could contract with a lobbyist who lives in or around Santa Fe, but you'd be one of their multiple customers, or you could have an individual who you have direct influence and control over, and direct them for your purposes. And that was the approach that the commissioners asked me to follow. And so I developed the memorandum of understanding. I developed the scope of for the job criteria, and all of the scope for the job position that the county created is in the MOU. And so those would be the guidelines. The element of going on a fiscal year basis was asked for by the City of Artesia, and I think it's a good idea. Initially, I had just written it up as, well, we'll do this on an annual basis, and we'll start whenever we get the person, you know, interviewed and hired, and we'll do it for 3 years. And the City of Artesia suggested that, well, let's go fiscal year and let's have each of the entities renew their support at the beginning of the fiscal year. So I think that's a reasonable measure of accountability for the individual that is a successful candidate for their performance. If things go well and the messaging is having effect, we're building fluency across the state and other places, great. If we fall short, then there's an opportunity to say, hey, this hasn't been, the monies spent haven't returned the value that we were looking for. And so we don't want to participate in the upcoming fiscal year. And then the remaining entities would have to say, are we willing to go 50-50? Or if two entities drop out, is the remaining entity willing to go for the full amount? So I think that's a reasonable ask and a reasonable measure for accountability. So that's how we've drawn it up. I tried to incorporate what I believe the range of the job scope should be and the expectations that should come from that. So they're in the MOU, if you'd had an opportunity to read it. If not, I'll be happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Questions or comments from Mr. Davis?
I have a couple of questions. So I know that the MOU addresses this, but can you talk briefly about what the reporting process will be?
I think in the MOU, it's a little, I won't say vague. It says, you know, that they report out on some frequency. But I think the reality is that the reporting needs to be proactive. It shouldn't be a lagging indicator of what's happened, right? We don't want a laundry list of, I called so-and-so, I touched base with so-and-so, that doesn't help. What helps is we had this opportunity to engage with Mr. or Mrs. so-and-so at such and such an agency or legislative committee, and these are the things that we are, you know, preparing to talk about, preparing to be engaged. Most of you know that I retired from Chevron Corporation earlier this year, and they had a report from their legislative folks that were in Santa Fe and whatnot, and that kind of reporting was A, very timely, and B, more proactive than lagging. It offered insights and opinions about how things were progressing through particular committees or what influences needed to happen. So something along those lines, I think, is what the communities would look for, and we can help shape that. There's if you have thoughts and suggestions, I think that's wonderful.
One thing that I would like to ask is that at least quarterly that we have in-person reports in council, and we have opportunities to ask questions if we have them. I don't think it needs to be a monthly thing or anything like that. Yeah. More if needed, but at least quarterly.
Okay.
That would help at least me a lot, and I think it would be beneficial.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
I understand that the hiring process, that the city will be involved in that. Is that correct?
Yes, and we'll have a representative there, and I think that we've got a representative. I'm looking.
you know what? I apologize. I was supposed to talk to Mr.
Talk to
I have
yet?
I have not.
Just to surprise you.
and that's why I apologize.
Mr. Hernandez will ask you.
yeah. I'll get with you afterwards. I apologize.
Well done. So the to try and be prepared with sufficient time prior to session, we created a position in the county, and the commission approved the position. It was the scope that's in the MOU, and the position was open for 2 weeks. we had four applicants. One of the criteria was experience in this sort of activity. Of the four, two had that qualification and two did not. So depending on the outcome of the council's decision today would determine if we proceed with interviews of those two candidates next week, depending on availability. And so that would be the plan. We do the interview and then make a recommendation and move ahead.
couple more things.
Okay, go ahead.
So one of the things in the MOU is to develop, in coordination with input from leaders of cities and counties, or cities and county, the messaging and strategies to be used, et cetera. Have we thought about what the mechanism is? I think that's a great idea. I think what happens sometimes is we set out with these great ideas, but there's not a vehicle to actually make that happen, and then it just kind of becomes a free-for-all. It's not focused. So have we thought about that, about how that might look to develop strategies on a regular basis?
You asking me?
Whoever wants to answer, I think it's probably.
I think Al.
So my expectation would be that the person in that position is face-to-face discussion, and whether that's on an individual basis with members of city council, mayor, city managers, county commissioners, but I think that. What I envisioned was that this individual would collect all that information. You know, Mr. JJ, he's got, these are the things that I'm, you know, for Santa Fe for this session are on my radar. And Mr. Shirley and his, I'm going to, Anaya Flores, I'm sorry.
Well,
and so on, right? And then the same with Mayor Miller and the City Council of Artesia commissioners. And so they're going to have to work really hard, really quick, to get that coordinated and do those interviews, if you like. And then to compile that information and say, these are the themes. These are the messages that we're hearing. These are the overriding concerns. Mm-hmm. And then distill that down into a pretty consolidated and comprehensive, those probably don't go together, consolidated and comprehensive. But I think you can have a message that isn't, you know, a laundry list.
Sure.
And then bring that back to a council meeting. I realize that the timing on that may not work, but it's easy enough to send out to members and say, hey, here's the message that we're honing in on. Feedback, input, and please do so by such and such a time, and then we'll continue to distill it and progress. So that would be the expectation I would set with that individual to begin with.
So based on that, on our end, Mayor, can we, it doesn't need to be an MOU in my opinion, but in as a policy on our end, can we set benchmarks of timeframes when we would meet with the council, would meet with this individual on a regular basis as is appropriate? I wouldn't say that this needs to be a quarterly thing or an every 6 months thing, but I don't want to go a year and not have a meeting. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. And also in this position that he's going to have, there's going to be so many surprises and things that are happening in Santa Fe that he's going to have to be prepared for, and he's going to have to really communicate with us all, you know. And so it's going to be he's going to have a tough job, and especially the communication part. So, yeah, whatever we need to do. And as you know, if meetings not scheduled, you know, we can call special meetings anytime.
Right. My whole thing is I just don't want it to fall through the cracks. I don't want it to get away from us. I think that we all tend to do that sometimes, and knock on anyone, we get busy. And
and also, you know, we're plowing new ground here.
Right.
We're working with the county and Artesia, and Loving's going to be thrown in there too.
Yes.
So,
as long as
it's a great opportunity, but it's going to have challenges, and we're just going to have to work through those challenges.
Yes, sir.
And look, if there are questions or issues, please reach out to me. I'm happy to be the. I mean, the whoever selected is the go-to, the focal point. But if things aren't occurring as intended, you know, call me, come see me, or whatever. You know, hey, get over here now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still naive enough to be able to do that. So.
Yeah.
I'm good. Thank you.
Is that all?
Was it enough?
Perfect. Perfect. You asked some great questions.
Thank you, man.
We appreciate it. Al, anything else?
No, I'm. If,
Further questions or comments?
I have one question.
Mr. Hernandez?
Mr. Davis, has the city of Artesia already approved this MOU?
Yes, they did. They approved it on the 22nd. And I have the 3 signed copies by Mayor Miller here today. So I was talking with Miss Katie, and we were trying to decide how many originals we needed to have, and that's way, way beyond me. So there are 3 originals here. If we sign those and maybe 2 other copies, we were thinking there might be 5 all in that we needed, and then Miss Gay will change the agreement number, put the agreement number and the date on it, and then we'll sort out how many originals need to go where after the fact. So, but yeah. There.
Mayor, I have a question, if you don't mind.
Councilman?
Yes. I know annually we do the Bat Brigade. I mean, we go as a voice together. I was wondering if he would be able to go with us or meet with us prior.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's, I mean, that would be a great experience, you know, to just to see that in action, right? But I think in being prepared for that, the individual should have some idea and thought. So, you know, one of the organizations to reach out to would be the chamber, among others. You know, the Miss Klein from City of Artesia, right? Mm-hmm. So there are lots of folks that have already compiled information and concerns and I won't say agendas, but objectives. So I would think those are all part of getting your feet planted. So,
thank you. I don't know.
Thank you. Anyone else? Well, thank you, Mr. Davis.
Thank you.
Mayor, I move for approval.
Who did?
Jason.
I'll second.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. I'm looking at the wrong side. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Motion passed. Number 4, adjourn, and I call on Councilor Lisa Anaya Flores.
To adjourn?
We have a motion to adjourn.
Second.
A second? No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
We're adjourned.
Carter, don't leave. I think Mr. Hernandez needs to talk to you.